The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me, 93043. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. 3 years ago, on this day, the people of the Bahamas went to the polls and decided that they were not going to keep in office the then Free National Movement administration led by Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. Instead, a much smaller voting population than we had seen in any election in the modern history of the Bahamas decided to elect the Progressive Liberal Party in an overwhelming led by the Honorable Philip Davis. Today, 3 years later, where do you say your country, our country, is? We can look at metrics or matrices, and we can see where those matrices are compared to where they were on the day that the Progressive Liberal Party took office. And to be clear, if you look at any number of those matrices, particularly on the economic and fiscal fronts, they will be improved. They will be better than they were then. What your politics is, what you favor, what you would like to happen is irrelevant for what the numbers are, right? So for not all of the numbers are, for instance, the growth rate of the economy then was stronger than it is now, but it was in the thrust of a full recovery following upon a serious downturn. So unsurprisingly, the growth rate of the economy has reduced to its more normal rate. What was then happening when the Progressive Liberal Party came to office was an abnormal rate of growth, reflecting a an attempt by the economy to get back to its normal place. So from that point of view, the numbers will not tell you the economy was growing faster, because that would not simply be true. Unemployment now is better off than then. No question about that. By the same token, the economy was still emerging out of a very serious contraction, voluntary contraction, resulting from the government's determination, like many others around the world, to turn down the economy in the face of a global pandemic. But there's no question, if you look at the unemployment numbers, they are better now than they would have been then. The fiscal numbers are better now than they would have been then. Whether you look at the size of the deficit, whether you look at the extent of government borrowing, whether you look at the extent of the debt to GDP ratio, all of those things will look, in terms of the numbers, better. But again, those numbers have to be contextualized given that we were emerging out of a very serious economic downturn contraction born of an effort to respond to the global pandemic. I'm not debating whether the economy should have been turned down and what has happened. And so it was predicted, projected by all the institutions, most sensible economists, that the economy would have returned to more normal levels over time. But if you look at the numbers, fiscal, borrowing, debt to GDP, they're all better today than before, right? So you can see these better numbers. Is the national debt higher? It is higher than it was when the PLP came to office. No question about that. Is the rate of growth of the national debt higher? It is not. But again, contextualizing it, we were in the midst of a global pandemic. Okay. So are the tourism numbers better? Absolutely. But again, are they better than pre-pandemic? In terms of the numbers we've been given, yes. There are some who may debate that, but we have the numbers we have. And so in terms of those numbers, yes. So you can look at numbers, and some of the numbers tell a story of decline. Some of the numbers tell a story of increase on the economic front. Where are we in terms of crime? The numbers better? Absolutely not. The numbers are not better. But again, some people may argue we were in a pandemic where we were locked down. Yes, that is true. But even if you look at the numbers relative to the pre-pandemic, where the murder rate was going down, you could argue, so you can go on and on, because in this country, unfortunately, because we don't always have the most timely access to information, to data, it's hard to do some comparisons on all the fronts, because you can look at education numbers, you can look at poverty numbers, you can look at infant mortality numbers, you can look at productivity numbers, etc. If you have them, and you can do some comparisons. Now, the problem with sometimes with looking at the numbers is there are numbers in the country that move that have nothing to do with any direct government policy. So, for instance, inflation is worse today than it was back then, right? Do you then pin that on government policy? Well, somebody might say, yeah, didn't the government increase taxes on VAT on exempted items such as food and stuff like that? Yeah, but they decreased VAT on a host of other items. And besides, that would not be the contributor to our inflation numbers, because we essentially import our inflations. inflation. So while the inflation is higher, which has impacted ordinary citizens and regular citizens and everybody significantly, while politicians on both sides of the divide may take advantage and blame each other for it, the fact of the matter is it's driven by external factors, right? Same thing is true for tourism numbers. We might say, well, the tourism numbers have gone up. Yeah, but they've been going up now for years, especially on the cruise front. And we reach record global pandemic. We just are continuing to reach record highs. So is that a continuation of a government policy? Or is that a continuation of a set of economic circumstances that have driven our numbers up, independent of anything the government is doing? Of course, if you ask the government, past and present, they say, no, the stuff we did. Well, you'd have to do that assessment, deep, deep dive to figure out what the truth is. The point here is, in it is not unusual and it isn't unexpected that the government in office in a given day will own the positives of its society and economy, and maybe blame others for the negatives and or attribute the negative to factors beyond their control. That's not unusual at all. But the one thing that you can measure yourself and require no justification, require no rationalization, require nobody to provide you with input is your own perception, sense of, belief in, awareness of, experience of your country under any given administration. And that matters. In fact, that may matter more than anything else to the government or to the party out of government. These are your sentiments. And people say, oh, they're subjective. Doesn't matter. They are yours. You can say, well, I think they are doing a good job and I will continue to support them. Oh, I don't think they're doing a good job and I will not support them. Oh, I'm not sure, so I don't know what I'm going to do. That is a measure that is both important, qualitative, and impactful. So, while the pundits, while the analysts, while the talk show hosts might well do their own assessments of the way things are, the way things have been, my question for you is, 3 years later, how you feeling? What you thinking? What say ye on the performance of the brave, this Philip Davis administration, the honorable, to date? 3 years in, 2 years left, if they go the full term. What say ye? That's the question today. That's the question today. Anybody that cannot ask you, justify why you feel the way you feel? No, someone might ask you, can you tell me why it is you feel that way? Fine. Justify, I feel how I feel. I believe what I believe. I perceive what I perceive. And I experience what I experience. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. So we look at it. We may have a number of guests later on in the week weighing in on the subject matter. And of course, let me say to the government, if you want to come and share with us, I'm happy to do that also. As to the opposition, they're the major players on the front lines, and if they want to come and share, we're happy to hear that. So tell me how you feel, what you think, what you perceive. All right, we'll be back after this break, and we'll hear from you. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chipagola, your host.
value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today. Go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including VAT. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Serve with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your cravings for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com.
It's available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717. Or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fan Sean,
Shine, 242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd
at Super Club Breezes Ground.
Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com
or both beautiful Shack location.
General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Skypods also available.
For more info, call 394-0819
or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com.
Experience the magic once again
with more legends for one night only.
Come
party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best.
Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-431-4316. Or you can call us on You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. If you want to text us, you can use 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. It's been 3 years since the Davis administration has come to office. It's not unusual for folk to kind of take an assessment of an administration over certain milestones, 1 year, 2 years, half the way, 3 years, 4 years, and so forth. And then that final time when really the voters get to actually have a say on that assessment. What say ye? Of course, we can do an analysis, some kind of a quantitative analysis, looking at any number of metrics, and try to sense where those have moved. And I spoke to some of that earlier. But the question for you is, what say ye? What has been your experience of the 3 years? How have you seen not just yourself, but maybe your collective sense of the country fare over that period of time? Call us, text us, and let us know what your thoughts are. We have a text here. Says, why is it that so many people who have contracted with the government resources are complaining about non-payment? Now, that text, I don't know why the texter knows that many people are complaining. I won't use the word many, but I have heard the complaints. Because I want to be objective about it. I have heard complaints from contractors, big and small, but I can't say I've spoken to many, many, many contractors. I have, from reliable sources, that there can continues to be a cash flow strain, but that is not unusual, even if now it may be more unusual than at other times. The government can, from time to time, run into cash flow problems. What would make cash flow issues interesting and peculiar now is the government's continuous touting of its revenue performance ahead of schedule, ahead of forecast, etc. So one would wonder why there might be as significant a cash issue. The government boasted that, notwithstanding its reduction in VAT from 12 to 10%, that its revenue performance has astonished even the IMF. Prime Minister said that. So one would wonder why, under those circumstances, would the government's cash flow be strained? Of course, I wouldn't wonder myself, because obviously cash flow doesn't matter only to intake. It matters to outgoing, right? So if you're getting more cash but spending more money, then your cash flow is going to be worse off than it was before. Now, is that what is happening? I do not know. But I'm saying what would make the situation seem odd is the continuous touting of the government's revenue performance in light of any existing cash flow issues. But what say ye? My goodness, crickets. And this is a question that's being put. It's not even a leading question. It's not a question saying, Chai, why y'all think the economy, the government doing so bad? Well, Chai, why y'all think the government doing so good? It's just a question. You're thinking it. This text says, Mr. Lang, let me put my glasses on so I can read properly. So, Mr. Lang, the budget just passed 2 months. I find it interesting for the government to have a cash flow problem so soon. Someone is being dishonest. Now, the budget passing in recent times has nothing to do with the government's cash flow. Can I tell you that? Okay, just so you know, the government's cash flow, see, the budget having been passed doesn't have anything to do with collecting the money. The government's budget says, I believe over the next 12 months, I'm going to collect this. That don't mean it will collect it. And it didn't say, I'm going to collect X amount this month, next month, the next month, or none. It just says, I believe over the next 12 months, I'm going to collect $3 billion. It may or may not. It may do some in 3 months that it don't do in the next 5 months. So it's just a plan. So the budget having passed isn't an impact on the cash flow scenario. What is impacting the cash flow is the revenue coming in sufficiently to pay the bills, salaries, rent and lease obligations, and those kinds of things, right? Just to be clear. Crickets. Government? Nobody's... I mean, the government people ain't calling. Oh, Brother Lang, I think that's been a fantastic 3 years. The opposition people ain't calling. Oh, Mr. Lang, what a terrible 3 years. People in between, oh, Mr. Lang, I don't know. Nobody called yet. 2:45. Y'all ain't listening to me no more? Okay. We got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see if y'all saying something or y'all ain't saying nothing. My goodness, this is stunning. This is stunning. Somebody just texted me, said, everyone's sleeping today. Y'all serious? I have to figure out how to read this today. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chibago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know the news.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shivago. How are you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, Mark Turnquist, founder of the 242 Small Business Association and President Emeritus.
What's happening?
Yeah, man. The government has done a steady job for the past 3 years in reference to the small businesses in the country. Mm. The reason why I said that is that it's, inflation is stabilized in reference to where it was before and where it was now. Also, in reference to the pandemic, because, you know, if you realize that we had to march to bring the economy in line so we could start to open up the economy. And, of course, you know, everything ain't perfect, but you could see
Mark, you said we had to march to bring the what? The economy in line?
No, what happened was in 2020, we just... You know, we had to march to open up the economy under the previous government, right? And now that the new Progressive Liberal Party came in 2021, they stabilized it. Through the Small Business Development Center and the Tourism Development Center, everything ain't perfect, but it's better than how it was, and the small business community can see the progression. Now, we have some challenges. Of course, the light bill, and you know, it's stabilized it, but not as the best it could be. Even because I spoke to a lot of our small business sector providers, and we have seen some reduction in some utility bills. Not all, but a lot. And of course, you know, we're still waiting for the next couple of months to see the 3 months progression of see if it's stabilizing, but we have some reduction in light bill and everything. Now, in reference to the inflation, man, you know, inflation was terrible a couple of years ago. Shipping costs was on the rise, but what happened was that a lot of small business owners, they did not use inflation hike, light bill hike, and shipping cost hike to raise the prices. So that's why you have seen not a significant rise in prices. And right now, speaking with them on a daily basis, because, you know, I'm in the trenches, every day in the trenches. Mm-hmm. However, the only challenge we have and what people thinking now, because next 2 years, there's election. And every election for the past couple, you know, few elections, that there's been a change in what I call administration. And they indicated to me that they would want some type of stability. That's why my mission was for the past year now and now going on is have a small business act so we can stabilize and have a sustainable and consistent flow of policies and procedures. That's why I applaud the government with its national development plan. But there must be a national development plan that focus on small business development from Abaco in the north to Inagua in the south that stabilize the economy. Because what they indicated to me is that they want stability. So, and they don't want like a rebellion against the FNM or PLP and this and that. All they want is stability in policies and strategies around. That's all they want, you know. They don't want
I got you, Mark. Hello?
No taxes. That's all they don't want. They don't want no taxes. They want stability. So where there's the stability, the small business could elevate or strive, not survive. They want strive right now. So that's what the small business community want. Okay, buddy?
All right, you too, man. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead. We're listening to you.
Yeah. What's up with the Golden Yolk program with AI, man? I got eggs still in the shop, almost $6.
I haven't heard anything about it yet myself.
it's not up and running yet then?
As far as I know, no.
Jesus. How long it take chicken to lay eggs?
Well, you want to know how long it takes chicken to lay egg? You really, really want to know?
They lay egg every morning. They lay 1-2 eggs every morning. I know that.
Yeah, exactly right. That's why I don't buy eggs.
Well, I need to find a way to get your chicken from so I can put some in the back of my yard.
My brother, trust me, man. All them people selling layers and so forth.
Okay, I gotta find where you get.
Yeah, man. You paid up $40 for two of them, and make yourself a nice
organic omelet.
Get yourself some organic egg. They are different. Yep. even though I have to tell you, I am advised by research that eggs for men who have had prostate cancer is not good. So I'm not eating eggs like that now.
Okay, I got prostate cancer. Thank God.
No, you good. I'm saying I put that out there for men who are dealing with that issue.
Okay.
Okay, my friend. All the best.
All right, thank you,
man. Take care. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. Oh, they dropped. Okay. This text says, good evening, sir. My company worked for the government under both administrations. To me, some of my payments are with government. I could see positive changes in my business and my life, however. I have a major problem with my electricity bills. I'm watching some movements at the BPL and is very optimistic that decrease will come. I also see the economy is doing very well. Mr. Lang, according to the trajectory this government is on, I believe we should continue with them for the next 5 years, okay? We have a text here that says, good day, Mr. Lang. My light was off yesterday from 5 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Wow. This morning, my kids and I suffer in the heat. Something needs to be done. You in Freeport or Grand Bahama? I mean, or Nassau? You didn't quite say. Actually, in Freeport, there has not been, in my experience, any outages, but some dipping going on now. Or they must be catching them drops before they happen. Some dipping been going on. But no outage as far as the areas I know. Okay, I can't say that's true for every area. Text says they're in Nassau. Okay, yeah, in Nassau. Wow. Okay. What say ye? What's your experience? We have a couple of people who have called in who feel favorable about the government's performance to date. So if we were counting, it'd be 2-0. Some of y'all made comments, but you didn't say anything but how you feel one way or the other. So I can't count you, right? So that's 2-0. In favor of a good performance over the last 3 years by this menace administration. People were really fed up. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Listen, I'm on the fence, so to speak.
On the fence? Okay.
Yeah, because I need to know what it is that the Prime Minister is saying that was done, and I need to know what it is that was actually done, because I know there's a lot of times they say things was done.
But what did you experience? What have you experienced?
Man, not much change for me. Not much change.
What do you see? You can't see anything.
A lot of
as you
cry.
Move. As you move about you, as you
think was that much better, you should not be hearing so much more crying.
You don't see nothing. As you move about, you don't see nothing. You don't see any difference.
Oh, yes. I've seen difference. I've seen some difference.
Positive difference.
Yes, some positive.
Okay.
Some positive difference. I have seen. I've heard of a lot of positive difference. That's what I'm saying. There are some, but there are still yet some again that I hear them say, but I don't see. You know, like they're talking about Wi-Fi in the park. And yet, I think originally I got Wi-Fi on a park, and not since then. You know, and that's something that they talked about a lot as being, you know, a good achievement, which is needed. But I'm not seeing it. You know, then I still hear a lot of people crying about being paid on time. You know, not a whole lot, but there are a few, you know.
Okay.
And then, you know, the roads is, ugh. Don't get me started on the roads. Or somebody come behind and dig up, you know. It's not put together, or they're not communicating. The companies are not communicating with each other.
Okay, so you're on the fence?
Yes, I'm on the fence.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you calling. This text says, in South Bohemia, we are having dipping and diving on a blackout for about an hour around 11 a.m. today. Okay. The dipping I could tell you about, and guess what? You know, you say 11 a.m., that dipping I was experiencing, the several dippings I was experiencing was between 10 and 11 o'clock. So, something. This text says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. The gas station better don't strike and close on Wednesday because too much traffic on the road and some people drive their cars out on okay. This text says, I will speak of the leader of this administration and it will speak for the party. Prime Minister concerned with the climate of the earth and not the people of the Bahamas is troubling. He seems hell-bent on building an international legacy for fixing the earth because he realized that he has no idea how to fix a small country. Why fix the Bahamas for the next generation when the Bahamas as we know it won't exist? Don't worry about crime, the economy, healthcare, food independence, etc. It is terrifying that Bahamian political ignorance will never get a chance to recognize itself because Bahamians won't be honest liars and admit to themselves that they have lied to themselves. Lord, this is long. I can finish reading that when I come back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue asking the question, Priya, what's your take? We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening?
All is well, man. Listen, I catch you the lady who was calling, and she was giving in your area is what the government was doing in the last, 3 years?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm. The question is, what's been your experience? What are you feeling? What do you? What's your perception? That's the question.
Okay, well, I strongly believe in the last 3 years, I see the government doing some good things.
Okay.
And I see that one or two things where I believe that before next year, they should have these issues dealt with, that concerning the electricity and the paving of the roads and things. But other than that, I see them doing some good things, man. And then I'd like to say something. I don't know if you listened to the Dwight show this morning, but you had a...
I did not catch
Porky
it.
Porky on. The fellow with mm-hmm. one Porky gas station and another lady. I think they just... There's the two heads or something like that. But they isn't going to close their gas station, they say, on Wednesday. They say they're just going to protest, but they leave the gas station to them open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I say that because I hear somebody said that they hope they don't close the gas station.
Right.
Yeah, but they say no, they wouldn't close them. They just go and try to sensitize the government on what they really need them to do, concerning the 25 cents increase for them. Other than
I don't know how the government can give them an increase in the margin when Mr. Mitchell has been telling people the reason why the gas price is so high is because I gave the gas dealers a margin increase. So, yeah, he doesn't want to be responsible for any increase. So they're going to give the dealers an increase. Mind you, it's true. The last time the dealers got a margin increase, I was the minister responsible for consumer affairs.
Mm-hmm. But I hear Leslie Miller on Shanique Miller Show was saying, they shouldn't go to the government for their increase. They should go to the people who they work for. That's their problem, because they're trying to hit the government for something that the government don't have no control over. Because
that's not 25 cents
increase, Wesley Miller said, they will make almost about $53 million between all other petroleum dealers.
First of all, let's be clear. It is not true that it isn't the government that is they have to go to, because it is the government that controls their margin.
Right.
That's like saying to someone who has a business, right? That okay, I was buying bacon from you for $20. Now you're selling the bacon for $25, right? But on my profits, the government says I could only make 10%. And I must go to the fella. I could try to debate with the fella and say, listen, man, come a little better cost and what have you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm subject to what he decides. But the truth of the matter is, on the profitability end of it, it's the government that is stopping me from truly passing on my cost the way I want.
So, okay, I understand what you're saying. So if the government give them that, then what they can do for the consumers?
The consumers, okay, I'm going to give them that. Let me take some of my tax off of you, because the government has a stake in that too. You know, every time gas price goes up, the government's revenue from gas goes up.
The government taxed
about $1 something of your gas bill at the pumps. It belongs to the government tax.
Yeah, but you think the government can do it like that? You think they want to do it like that?
Well, that's the point. That's the point. I mean, if everybody does what they want for themselves, then you end up where you end up. But the dealers can't do anything for themselves because their price is controlled.
Right.
The other day, the government gave itself, the Bahamas Power and Light, an increase and passed it on to you. Passed it on to you. Right? So when the government felt like it needed to raise its price, it did so. And then turns around and tells other people in their business No? And that makes sense.
Well, to the government, that makes sense.
But to the business people, it makes sense too. But when you say a person gets 25 cents, that means they can make $43 million. That's only half the story. Every single financial statement in the world has two sides. It has a revenue and expense side. Is not the government of the Bahamas making $1 billion more in VAT revenue for revenue than it did in 2014 and still has a deficit?
Tell me something about you saying. Why you saying that, right, Brother Lang? Tell me something concerning that money, what they make on the VAT, right?
Right.
What that really for?
You mean what it for? It pays all the salaries, it pays all the travel expenses, it pays all the contractors, it contributes to the payment of all the cost of the government.
So that with the school teachers,
everything.
Billing institutions for the government.
No value-added tax in the Bahamas. Remember this word, earmark. Value-added taxes in the Bahamas are not earmarked. When you earmark money, it means that it can only be used for a particular purpose.
Right.
But the government's money from value-added tax is not earmarked. It goes into the general consolidated fund, and it is used to pay all the bills of the government. So when I hear people talk about, where the VAT money gone, and that's nonsense talk.
Right.
Nonsense talk.
Delhi did come
back. VAT money goes wherever you government.
Well, anyhow, Brother Lang, let me finish tuning and listen. Enjoy the rest of your show, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you. This text says, let me finish reading the long. This person says, why fix the Bahamas for the next generation when the Bahamas, as we know it, won't exist? Don't worry about crime, the health, the economy, healthcare, food, independence, etc. It is terrifying that Bahamian political ignorance will never get a chance to recognize itself because Bahamians won't be honest liars and admit to themselves that they have lied to themselves. Says thousands of Bahamian voters no longer have a true mental reference to what real independence is, and therefore are stuck seeking emancipation. The heads of agreement announced over the years, viewed with common sense, shows that average Bahamians are nothing more than plantation workers on slave land deals. The idea of majority rule and the end of corruption seems to be nothing more than a ghost of elections past. Many Bahamians have an ongoing, never-ending nightmare under this new day administration. They awake and realize they want to scream but have no mouth. Bahamian sanity have to be a self-created myth that I am living because I seem to live in an insane country. Beginning to further see the Bahamian's concept of democracy and economic growth is a special... that's a dark view. That's a mystic view. Texas, hi, Mr. Lang. I believe the economy has grown as I would have expected coming out of a complete lockdown for such a long time. I've not experienced any exceptional growth. I'm extremely concerned about the spending of this administration with all the consultants, overblown travel expenses, and just outright waste and mismanagement. We've moved RTD department from the government owner sports center to a rental. I drove past the beach stadium at the foot of the bridge and don't recall the last time the structure has been used. It doesn't look like it's being maintained. I'm sorry, but we are treading water. Even the Menace administration by this time had the dump issue under control. Okay? All right. That's everybody so far. You know, if I'm the government, actually, No, I mean, if I'm just measuring sentiments by my shoulders, I'd have to say the government should feel pretty good. I'd have to say that all the calls, most of the calls, all the calls, mostly, and most of the texts, not all, have been absolutely, if I'm the government, I'd be delighted. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Knight. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you. But anyhow, the value of the tax money, what they got it, that was supposed to go to pay down our debt, right?
I mean, I heard talk about that round the time the value added tax was being introduced. And if you're the government, you could argue that to the extent that value added taxes pay the bills of the Bahamas, some of that has been paid on our debt.
Well, but
the debt ain't down though.
The debt's still up. So a matter of fact, it continue going up.
Yes,
I think it come back to how we govern things around this country, and I think that's more destroying us. That costs our debt. Now that what that money is supposed to be for, they collect custom money. That's supposed to go towards certain things, and I don't know where that goes.
No, you know, let me tell you, just for your information, you can't reliably say customs money is supposed to go towards certain things. Again, I repeat, there are very few collected monies for the government that's earmarked. Do you want me to give you an example of earmarked money? When the government collects what is called an environmental levy. So when you bring in an appliance, you pay a certain couple dollars on that appliance. That by law, that money can only be used for environmental purposes, for the sanitation and them kind of things. That's earmarked money. Nothing
smile,
else,
right?
Basically.
Because you think you have any record of that?
That, you mean the environmental levy?
How much money do you think?
Well, I don't, but I could tell you it could be pretty hefty. I don't know if I've ever seen that in the budget, but you know, if you think about it, like $255 on practically every appliance that comes into the country, every car, every disc, anything that has to be disposed of,
yeah,
eventually, a levy is paid on.
But they never say how much that would be, so you don't know what they collect and where that go.
Yeah, I never heard. That's a good question. I'm going to see if I can find out.
And then, you know, it's a lot of things what to think about. But when they first did this vast money, they say the vast money was to go to have paid on the debt.
I recall Prime Minister Christie and others at the time alluding to that, but here's what you should always remember. If the government does not tie a revenue down in law to a particular purpose, don't worry about what it can be used for.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what nobody say. If the law doesn't compel it, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, see, now that's a different story.
Yeah,
because I know that what they say the vast money is supposed to do that. Pay down.
I remember that. I remembered words around that too.
Yeah, and that ain't happening. And you know, the debt keep going up and up. And custom collect revenue all like that. But yeah, speaking of another subject, the road. The road is the most terrible state I ever see. The road and. It ain't look like it can get healed anytime soon.
What you mean, and the Minister of Public Works indicated that $90-something million had been earmarked for road repair, maintenance, and paving.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, you can't just got one machine. And I talk with those guys to pave the road. You got to order about three machines in order for them to keep up.
But you don't need to use those guys to do it. You don't need to use the guys. You could use the private. But they could use the private sector.
Pearl Harbor Road needs paving. I go on and on.
So they could use the private sector to pave.
And they can hire more people instead of giving out this contract costs and all kind of money.
Yeah, but government hiring ain't going to solve your problem. Government hiring is only going to permit you to more permanent expenses because government ain't getting rid of nobody. So why not pay a contractor?
What I'm saying is the line. Right now, the road will stay running good. The public won't complain if you had one or about maybe about three equipment to pave the road. You understand where you're coming from? Instead of just having one equipment, you got about 14 fellas, 15 guys on that one equipment.
But, therefore, the road needs
a major paving. And you
But, really, seriously, bro.
If the day
if the government wanted to pave the roads and deal with the potholes, you could hire any number of contractors to get all of them done if you have the money.
Yeah, but you hear how much money he said he put up? $100 million. That's money.
That's money allocated. That ain't money in the government handle.
Well, and yeah, all I see they doing is patching. When they patch, they look, it's the whole come right by where they patch. I think we need to get a serious paving program. I repeat myself, one machine ain't going to cut it. That ain't going to cut it. But anyhow,
thank you. It says, during the debate on VAT, when the government was saying that VAT was to be for our national debt, I was screaming that it was to be earmarked in law rather than the word of the then PMPGC. Man, they tried to charge me $5 per battery on 20 batteries I got for computer BIOS. I paid 20 cents each. I told them to dispose of them. Someone brought me another 20 pack and was not charged via Valeria. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, I don't feel bad for the petroleum retailers because when the price of gas decreases abroad, those retailers can increase their profits depending on their pricing strategy. I seldom see that increase passed on to the consumer. For instance, the price of gas fell below $3 just a week ago, and I have yet to see the decrease locally. Well, first of all, your example of the gas going down a week ago, price changes doesn't pass through that easy. Think about that for a minute. Think about it. I order 5 cents of gas at $5. I bring it into the Bahamas. Or I get it. I ordered that because that's going to last me based on my customer demand a month, let's say, maybe 2 months. Well, if the gas changes, I still have the $5 a gallon, 5,000 gallons in my storage. That's what I'm selling for the next 3-4 weeks, maybe 2 months. Why would a price change of $3 affect me now? Maybe if it lasts, it'll affect me later. But you can't do that, man. That's not reasonable computation or assessment of things at all. That's like saying, oh, the price of bread went down, and therefore the bread in my fridge is cheaper. No, I bought that bread in my fridge, and it probably can last me 2-3 weeks. And so the fact that the price went down ain't gonna affect me until the next time I won't buy bread, and if the price is cheaper, then I'll be okay. You can't look at business like that. You have to think through. This text says, I'm listening to Dwight's show this morning. They are adamant about producing audit reports to substantiate their position. Retailers. Well, the problem what the retailers have to understand in the Bahamas, let me tell you something. What the gas retailers in the Bahamas have to understand is this, is you have very little leverage with the public. And generally speaking, the government of the Bahamas politicians are not really moved other than by the sentiments of the public. Now, let's say you have a strike. First of all, your strike can't outlast the people. That's a fact. Or the people get frustrated, they won't drive their car and all that kind of stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But them not being able to drive their car and being inconvenienced is certainly something. But how long, since you are already in financial trouble, can you go without selling your gas? You stop selling your gas, you can piss off the public. And the public being angry is not going to necessarily make them angry with the government alone. They'd be angry at you too. Right? So business people, some in particular, some sectors, listen, that your ability to get sympathy from the public, your ability for the public to empathize with you is greatly, greatly challenged. Greatly challenged. See, I would walk through and think through what you're doing, what you are feeling. And still, I understand, you ain't getting no sympathy. Now, when the dealers came to me and asked for a price, a margin increase, which they had not had for years, the only reason why I was able to sell that, only reason why I was able to do that was this. I went and looked at the forecast, and I asked the dealers to give me a forecast of prices at the pump, of gas fuel over a period of time. And I said to them, and I think they will acknowledge this. I said to them, okay, here's what we'll do. Because the forecast demonstrated that the price of gas was going to go down over the ensuing 3 months. I said, when the gas goes, we will give the margin increase. We'll time it then, because what would happen was the margin increase coming in while the price is going down would mean that the price at the pump would not move. And that's exactly what happened. And none of y'all cuss me for nothing. Notwithstanding Mr. Leslie Miller's comments, nothing happened at the pump and no one said a word. Why? Because I thought it through. And I timed it. See, and y'all could do the same thing. Do the same thing. You talk to the government and say to the government, listen, here's where the price is going to go over the next period of time, etc. We're asking for blah, 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 blah. And let's see if we can do it where it doesn't make as big an impact on the public. You ain't going to get no sympathy just crying for money to raise and people struggling to pay their bills. It won't happen. And the government going into an election, you can keep pressuring them then and see if the government would rather deal with you or the public. Yeah, this text says, how often does government report their results to the public? What was the employment rate when you started? The government doesn't have to report that. But sometimes they do that in speeches. In fact, oftentimes they do that in speeches. In fact, in the budget speech, Prime Minister does that often. Has it increased or decreased since you've been in office? You could know that because all you have to do is listen. You could go Google search what the unemployment rate was in 2019, because you would not have had one in 2020, not in 2021, and not one in 2020, I think. And then you could go look and see what the Bahamas National Statistics said it was in the most recent times. Says, how many people have you moved off the streets and assisted with a place to stay? And what was done to improve the conditions of the hospitals and medical care? I want to give the government an accurate review, but we need data. If anything, I'm seeing an increase of people going homeless and needing help. People are crying out for more jobs, and businesses aren't really capable of maintaining their staff because the cost of maintaining a business is increases. The requirements of keeping a business open increases. They increase minimum wage, but increase the cost of living along with it, as well as the cost of maintaining business, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back. I'm not afraid. after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Craving something delicious and freshly made? Dunkin' has got you covered all day your way. From savory sausage, egg and cheese to crispy bacon, ham, and even tuna, our sandwiches are made to order just for you. Choose your favorite. Bagels, croissant, toast, or muffin. Whatever you want, we've got it. Whether it's a classic grilled cheese or a hearty club, your perfect sandwich is just a bite away. Dunkin's fresh, made-to-order sandwiches made all day, every day. Only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurin.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to C-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We're talking about 3 years in. The Progressive Liberal Party has been the governing party of the Bahamas since September 16th, 2021. Prime Minister Davis has been our prime minister since that time, 3 years. 3 years of a 5-year cycle, if the government decides to go the full distance. And we've been asking you, what are your thoughts? What has been your perception? What are you experience, what do you feel? There have been mostly positive comments, mostly in terms of, now that means not wildly positive, but positive comments, no doubt, and some negative comments. If I'm the government at this point in the show, and I've been listening to this show, I think, you know, hey, I'm doing okay. That's what I think. This text says, Mr. Lang, I hope the voters don't judge the government based on a few capital works. That's only one achievement. What about corruption, victimization, no legislation on FOI, two terms for PM? Well, on corruption, have we had any accusations of corruption? On victimization, what do we know about that? What's your metric for that? on no legislation on FOI. No legislation is needed on FOI. We have passed legislation on FOI. What's needed now is execution on FOI. Two terms for PM. Who promised two terms for PM? Not the PLP. So you would be judging them on things that they, I don't know. So they are abusing the Treasury with so much unnecessary traveling, okay? Also hiring all those contract workers and retirees. They are not worthy of another term in office. I'm not satisfied with the performance of this new day administration. They must get voted out. People need a government with a vision that can move this country forward into success. Well, there you go. That's one blasting one. So I don't have another anyone's. Let me ask you a question. Let's suppose you were doing something and it really went well and it's really going well. And you were hanging around your friends, or you were hanging around people that were relying on you, etc. What do you think would happen? What would you be saying? What would you be doing? Wouldn't you enthusiastically be touting what you did, what you said, what you achieved, what you accomplished? Now let's flip it. Suppose things were going terribly wrong, really badly. What would you be doing? What would you be saying? I think you might even yourself be saying, or at least the people around you would be saying, oh, that's, I mean, this has been terrible. You listen, man, this is bad. If things were so-so, what would you expect? You expect like a little something here, a little something there, not a whole lot of. So 3 years in, what do you think? What do you think is happening? His text says, Mr. Lang, it's been 36 months of a nightmare for the misery index gone up 100%. Could you imagine bills have increased, rent has increased, and I was making $330 a week, so minimum wage increase didn't affect me or my household. I find myself now having to pay more reconnect and late fees because I can't keep up with the bills. Government needs to get serious and help the people. The trickle-down effect is not touching the common man. People suffering out here, things have gotten worse, says that person. All right. What say ye? Nobody else? This is the laziest Monday. Mind you, we got some responses, but I would have thought that whether it's the people who support the government or the people who don't support the government, I would have thought more enthusiasm one way or the other. It says, I think we need a show that asks, if you were prime minister for a year, what would you do? I don't think many of us know what standard to hold the government by. Do we know what is the government's responsibility and what is ours? That's a good question. I think people know. I think there are people who know what the government should do, and I think there are people who don't. If I were prime minister for a year, first of all, if you told me I'd be prime minister for a year, I wouldn't take the job. He said, well, why? Why would I take a job for a year that I know requires substantially more time to accomplish anything meaningful? Or you could do some things in a year, for sure. A string of things I could do in a year. But if I wanted to do a thorough job of anything, I want the full time that you give a government to do its work, which is 5 years. Maybe you might think about that. Maybe you need a shorter election period. Maybe you need a longer one. How about 7 years to govern? Hell no. How about 3 years? Let's think about what we're doing. right? Think about whether what we're doing and the way we're doing it is the best way. I'm not saying it's a bad way or it's a terrible way. I'm not saying that, but maybe it's not the best way, right? And we could have arguments. We will have arguments and debates, but I think we should have these discussions about how we do the things we do. But if you offered me a job as prime minister for a year, I'd turn you down. Then you could take it to somebody else. It's a difficult job. It's a difficult job to lead. But it ain't a difficult job. It isn't so difficult a job that you can't do a good job at it. Right? You have to be focused though. You have to have significant clarity about what you are seeking to accomplish. And you have to be focused on accomplishing things that have a broad impact. Not everything you do is going to benefit everyone, but you ought to pick the things whose benefits extend as far across the population. And you can't, let me tell you something. I believe I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Let me tell you something. If you see a leader of a political party treats a party platform, political document, our plan, manifesto, as merely a campaign document to get elected, but not as a very serious commitment to the people of the Bahamas, you are not going to get any meaningful results from them. You will not. Because if you walk into government on day one and you are not clear in your mind about what you are seeking to accomplish over the full 5 years, not the first 100 days, I don't know where they get that from, not the first year, 5 years is the job. You get paid for a full 5 years if you go that long. And you made a commitment to people, they hire you for full 5 years. If you're not clear on what you want to achieve and accomplish in those 5 years, when you get in that seat, the weight of that office, the multitude of activities, some of which are merely political, directorate, administrative requirements, will overwhelm you. And you know what you do? You escape in the perks of the job. You find escape in going to attend this thing, going to attend that thing, flying over to this thing, flying over to that thing, making speeches here, making speeches there, and the unsexy work that rarely produces, leave the others to do, and they are the ones who have been charged to do it, and sometimes it don't get done because your power and your authority is not behind that thing. We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Siobhan Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Thank you. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
The boat, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have like 9 minutes left, and then my phone blows up. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I want to congratulate this government administration on its third anniversary and all the accomplishments achieved thus far. A new day, daily woes, skullduggery and scandal PLP style, is this texter. One, Peter Nygaard, sex trafficking. Two, Sam Bankman Fried, FTX. Three, Michelle Reckley, $1 million stolen. RFPF, Michael Fox, murder scandal. Okay, I okay, man. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. I'm not going down that road. Thank you very much. This text says, good day. I don't feel nothing but more burden on the back of the Bahamian people to accomplish their goal. Mr. Lang, I live off Chinese MP. There are no street signs. I don't know what's the name of my street. I lived there 15 years. They named that area after the first prime minister, and there is no stop signs. When it rains, all the water drains from the highway and flood area. Water is getting in the homes. They allow the private builders to build homes and triple the price for low-cost homes. And all the homes are cracking after a year or two of building. No drainage. No one is fixing the drainage system in the Pinewood. and Selinden Pinling Estate. We are the same in the same state. We need help, says that text. Is Texas Chicago a great topic? Yes, I too agree with the texter that things have not gotten better, but worse. The cost of living continues to climb. I find myself budgeting harder each pay period. That is robbing Peter to pay Paul, as the funds are not enough. My survival tool is to work while it is day, and at night, don't let my hands be idle, as it is the only way to survive. But seriously, the tourism numbers are not trickling down, and the government too needs to be more frugal and watch the wastage of funds spent traveling. This is to be more accountable to us, the people who put them in office. This says, unless the Bahamian perspective of government has changed, then this administration should be concerned. I challenge anyone to point to one significant improvement. Did they unify the bus system, implement real local government, build clinics, an airport, a dock? No. All I see is increasing hardship, more aggressive tax election, cost of living skyrocketing. Texter. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, we cannot afford to give this government another term. There is no accountability to the people on a myriad of issues. We have a crime issue with no new legislation to address the problems, no new infrastructure, the road work and the upkeep of the country is lacking. Most of all, everything has increased. Mr. Lang, I don't see anything going on, much less I can't touch anything. The people are hurting more than ever. This government has done a poor job, in my opinion, says that texter. This text says, Mr. Lang, some more of us just tired of complaining now. We'll wait until election. Okay. It said, Mr. Lang, just look at the suicide rate went up with this administration. So I know they are not proud of the job they are doing. Wow. Well, the suicide rate could coincide with the pandemic and other stressors. But, you know, when things good happen under your watch, you say, that's me. When things bad happen, people say, that's you. That's how the cookie crumbles, right? 3 years later, I think we probably have some discussions about this over the next couple of days, for sure. And see what others think, what others have to say. Of course, I don't know. They may today have had some presentation of the government's achievement. Maybe the government did not or decided not to do anything substantial today to commemorate this, the third year of their administration. I believe it was something went out. So I don't know if anybody has seen anything else. But it's been 3 years. What have I seen? What is my take? My observation? This text says, Mr. Lang, the country is filthy. The sidewalks and roads need a sweep. Old cars are all over the place. We need a more clean Bahamas. What do I think of the job the government has done to date? What do I think of the way the country has been governed? What do I think about the progress that has been made that can be attributed to the government itself? Not to global events or global affairs. What do I think of the cabinet? What do I think of the parliament? What do I think of our leader, the prime minister, in terms of the job done over these last 3 years? If I were grading, how would I grade them? Would I give an A, a B, a C, a D, a E, a F, or a U? If an alien came down, sat beside me and said, Zhivago Lang, I'm from outer space. I've never been to Earth, and I've never been to your stando that you have a leader and you have a government that has been responsible for your affairs for the last 3 years. Tell me about them. Tell me about what you understand, believe, think about what they have done. And I would turn to that alien and I would say, you know, if you keep listening to my show over the course of this week, maybe you will find out. So keep your dial on, Mr. Alien, and perhaps you will find out. Mr. Tech says, good afternoon. This will be our last one. Mr. Lang, with regards to the petroleum dealers, the same analogy they use to justify not lowering their rates immediately after the cost of petroleum decreases should apply when the cost of fuel in the U.S. increases. However, that is not the case. Whenever the cost of fuel increases in the U.S., they increase their rates immediately, notwithstanding the fuel in their tanks was purchased at a lower rate. With regards to this administration, they are done. That's a good point. I substantiate it, but I think I agree with you. And it's a good point. It's a point they ought to consider. They ought to take note of, right? You can't have it both ways. And let me tell you something, boy. If y'all don't believe that y'all are dealing with a different Bahamian public than y'all used to deal with in times past, you'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. God bless you. If he spares our lives. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. If you feel like you've been down the same road,